Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise today. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance. There's healing. There's power. Glory in his name. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word. Hot manna for your soul, empowering you in every area of your life to be victorious. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with the signing your task for today. We are in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Come on and get your Bibles ready. Again, that's the book of Deuteronomy. We're in the Old Testament, chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast. So the link to the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then it's available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests, your testimonies there, see my itinerary, learn more about me, contact my law office. Everything that you need to do, support the ministry, is available on rossi.org, and you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. By now, you should have that word ready. Let's get into Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, reading from the KJV. And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on of the earth. And now listen what will happen if you will hearken unto the voice of God and do his commandments. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket in thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when I goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, last verse, and thou shalt not go aside, glory, from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand, or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Bless the Lord for his word. Come on and give God praise. Just tell him hallelujah wherever you are right now. Our topic for today is if then thou shalt be blessed. If then, glory, blessed are ye, thou shalt be blessed. So many times people see God as just some type of genie. Rub his belly and get three wishes, or some type of Santa Claus. He comes to do nothing but give you presents, and they don't really understand the nature of the Lord. See, the Lord is an if-then kind of God. If you will hearken, he said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14 that I just read unto you. If you shall hearken, hearken how diligently unto his voice. Observe his commands. Do what he's told you to do. Then these blessings shall come upon you. And not only shall they come upon you, but they will overtake you. But when, if you will do what I've told you to do, then you shall be able, glory, to see and live in the blessings of God. You see, it's not that God does not want to bless you. It's not that God doesn't have plans to bless you. God seeks to bless you. He seeks to open doors for you. God seeks to make ways for you. But God has conditions. He said, if you will do what I've told you to do, then not only shall the blessings come upon you, but the blessings will overtake you. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. The fruit of your body will be blessed, and the fruit of your ground will be blessed. The fruit of your cattle will be blessed. You shall have increase. Your basket will be blessed. Your store will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. You will be blessed so much that even your enemies that come up against you one way will flee before you seven ways. You will be blessed so much that God will command blessings to come upon you, blessings to overtake you. He will command, as David said in Psalm 23, your cup to run over. He will do it in the presence of your enemies. If then, if you follow me, if you obey me, if you observe my ways, then shall you see blessings that no other person, no other man, no other God is able to bestow upon you. So much so, he said in verse 10, that all the people of the earth shall begin to call your name. They shall see that you are blessed, and they will honor you. So much so, he said in verse 12, that you will be able to lend unto many nations and not borrow. How can you lend and not borrow? Because you will have more than enough. And then it said, God will make you the head. God will make you the head. You won't have to brown nose. You won't have to kiss bottoms. You won't have to come in and sacrifice your ethics or your morals. You won't have to come in you know, and be extorted, God will make you the head and not the tail. God will make you above only and not beneath. God will open the door. God will grant the promotion. God will touch your boss. God will touch your spouse. God will touch your clients. God will touch everywhere that's needed. You know, I'm an attorney and I know the law, but even before I go in before the judges, I pray and put everything before God. I even put myself before God. Father, I've already filed in the pleadings, or I've filed in the motions, but give me the words to say in the right way to say it. Touch the heart of those who are presiding so that victory comes to my clients. If then, if I seek God, if I understand the laws and the natures of God, then do I see the blessings of God. If you will seek the Lord today, bless you will be in the city, and bless you will be in the field. Bless you will be when you come in, and bless you will be when you go out. Bless will be your storehouse, and bless will be your children. Bless will be your spouse, and bless will be your business. Bless will be your job. Bless will be your finances. Bless will be your ministry. Bless will be your anointing. Bless will be your prayers. Bless will be your day. Bless will be your mindset. Bless will be your words. Bless will be your health. Bless you will be. Bless shalt thy be, and bless are ye. Glory. If then, will you hearken unto the voice of the Lord today? Will you seek God? In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. The word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If then he gave his Son, but if you will believe in him, then you will have eternal life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, they're about to go into prayer, and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will he forgive our sin. Then will he forgive, heal Iran. If you will do what God told you to do, if you will seek God, then blessed shall ye be. Glory. And blessed are ye. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Worship God. Worship the Lord. Come on and worship God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. Father, we praise you and we honor you. Lord, we say glory to your name, and we thank you today. Yes, then, Father, we come today positioning ourselves in the place of if. If we obey you, if we will serve you, if we will listen to you, if we will hearken unto you, then shall we be so blessed that your blessings overtake us. They don't just sit upon us, they overtake us. Our cup runneth over. We're overwhelmed with the blessings of Christ. We are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. If then, oh God, Father, we come repenting today. I'm not doing our part, not doing the if, but expecting the then. Not doing the if, but claiming the then. Not following the if, but stepping out to receive the then. Oh God, we say we're sorry, Lord. We apologize to you. We repent, God. And now, Lord, we ask that you bless us, Father. Send your word. Send your blessing. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, finally, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Make them the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Bless the storehouses and bless the homes. Bless your ministry. Bless the husbands. Bless the wives. Bless the children and the children's children. Each down to further generations. Bless and do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. In Jesus' name we receive. And we say, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we say thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Amen. Bless the Lord. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we will end with our task. Keep on praising the Lord. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been stepping out for the den, but you've been on disobedient and haven't performed the if. For those of you who've been walking around naming and claiming the blessings, but you have been disobedient. For those of you who've been wondering why God hasn't moved the way that you know he's supposed to be moving, because you know the anointings, the gifts, and talents on your life, but you won't hearken. You're not consistently obedient. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent. I apologize, God. Ooh, I'm sorry, Lord. I ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, God, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will hearken unto you diligently. I will follow your commands. Diligently, I will be obedient consistently. I will seek your word frequently. I will seek your will, glory, frequently. I will follow your will always. Now, God, I will do the if. And now, Lord, I receive the then. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and just tell God thank you as I prepare to give you a task. Come on and tell him thank you. You've now positioned yourselves accordingly. Just begin to praise him for the blessing. Praise him, because blessed are ye now. Praise him again. Blessed are ye now. Oh, just receive it in Jesus' name. Now, our topic for today is if then, blessed are ye. Your task for today is to follow the word of God. Do what God tells you to do, even if it seems crazy. Because blessed are ye, and then will he cause his blessings to not only set upon you, but to overtake you. Follow the word of God, and blessed are ye. I'll see you in the morning. Follow by texting DF to 33222 now. Share this word with someone else. Someone else needs to know a change is coming. Someone else.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.